Hey Potters, welcome to episode 300 of Cosplot, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Woo! We did it!
We made it
somehow
to age 13. We're teenagers now.
Yay!
Heaven help us.
Heaven help us. Oh my.
But we have an amazing show for you all today. We have, of course, our usual show type shenanigans, but we have special guests that we invited to help us celebrate episode 300. And of course, you all will see those segments later on in the show. We've got Cosplay Tea Time joining us. We've got Zavage joining us. We've just got so much to share with you all today, not just the segments, of course, with our guests, but stay tuned for the very packed after session.
Good
as
gravy.
Well. Buckle up. This is going to be an episode to remember.
Get ready, kids.
Yes. So let's go ahead and start out with our cosplay and cosplay updates.
Yes, because there's a ton. Do you?
Yes.
I guess I'm going to be in charge of the cosplay updates because per usual, I haven't had time to work on any cosplay things. So do you have any cosplay updates?
I do.
Okay, great.
And it is not just a pile of fabric this time, even though I'm holding it like a pile of fabric.
It sounds like a pile of fabric.
It's actually a structured piece of fabric because, of course, I can't fit my dress form behind me because there's a wall, and I tried to put this on earlier and it just sticks to my sweats and makes it look really weird. But this is actually a muslin. You can see this is the upper body. All of my pieces are labeled. You can see it says F for front, and then it says B for back.
Yeah.
And then I have the side front and everything. So this is actually the upper half of my Erza duster for Daimato Enbu, which is the Grand Magic Games arc of Fairy Tail.
Okay.
And what I found as I was sewing the muslin is that I'm using one of the duster patterns from Simplicity that I have in storage. And the way that they have the pieces, they have a great deal of gathering in the bust.
Mm.
And so it ends up almost looking ruffled if you sew it the way that the pattern wants you to sew it, given the amount of ease that they put in to certain portions of the front. And so I did it the way that you're supposed to on one side. And then I did it the way you're not supposed to on the other side, which is to say no gathering at all. So that it's nice and flat, the way that I expect garments to lay whenever they are assembled. And so basically what that means is that here in the bottom I have a lot of excess.
Yeah.
Because this is how much ease they built into the rest of the seam that's up there that I would have had to gather. So you can see that's a pretty significant amount of gather, and I don't like the look of it, honestly, the way it's gathered. I like the way that it lies when you do just the flat seam without any gathering whatsoever, which is why I sewed it two different ways in the same muslin. And you can always do that when you're sewing mock-ups, is don't be afraid to change things up.
Yes.
And do it one way on one side and a different way on the other, just so you can see how they compare.
Yeah.
On the same mock-up, because that's when you want to make your changes, is on the mock-up, not on the final. And it's really important for me to test this now, because I'm going to be making this out of knit. The actual duster is made out of knit. I'm not using cotton this time, so I will have so much more stretch to work with, especially because it's a four-way knit. It's not a two-way knit.
Mm.
And so I won't have to do all of this gathering. I can still keep the flat seam because it will have some give in it. So I won't need all of what it built in with the ease, which is good. Because that means I can actually chop off that 4 inches and save a little bit of fabric. Because I have a very precise amount of fabric to work with. I don't have enough if I make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just enough to line it. So it will be a fully lined duster. But that's all the fabric I have. And it's going to use up every bit of it. So now that I know, the part that you don't see on here is the skirt bits of the duster. I honestly don't really need to mock up the skirt bits. They are plain squares or plain rectangles of fabric. There's not really a need to mock that up.
Yeah.
Even in knit. Because I know how skirt pieces work.
Yeah.
And so I only did the upper body.
That makes sense. You get to a certain point where there's just certain pieces. Like I don't, when it comes to like circle skirts, like I'm at this point a whiz on
yes.
them. I never need to mock those up again. You get comfortable
exactly.
with a certain type that you just like, I got this. I don't need to think about it.
Exactly. And this is a very just it's almost a line for the skirt, and it's like, I know exactly how that's gonna fall. Yep. There's not pleats, there aren't any weird seams, there's no darts, it's just flat.
Yep.
So that works. The only thing that I'm kind of wrestling with is how to do the collar, because this pattern actually has a built-in Revez collar. You're supposed to fold back a portion of the center front like this, so that the collar will kind of sit stiffly at the neck.
Sure.
Which is great, because if you look at her outfit in the Grand Magic Games art, she has a stiff collar that stands up. She has a standing collar, but hers goes all the way around because hers is built like a halter top. Mm. It doesn't have a back at all. Whereas clearly you can see mine has a back. I have pieces labeled B. Mine has a back because I am a modest person. And so I'm going to have to figure out how I want to do this, since this pattern does not come with a full standing collar. It's almost like lapels.
Mm, okay.
And so it won't look the same. It won't go all the way around. So I haven't quite figured out like how to engineer that. Because I know we were talking in the segment we just recorded about being able to like reverse engineer cosplays and such. This is one of those things, and I'm having a little trouble with it.
Mm.
But probably by next weekend, I will have this worked out. I will have the muslin worked out, and then I can just use this and start cutting away at the real fabric. And then I will need to either buy the patch, or I think I'm just going to cut it out of vinyl. And the reason it's out of vinyl is because it's non-woven, so it won't fray. Whatever I make it out of, I do not want that sucker to fray, because I won't be able to remove it afterward once I stitch it down. But so I am making progress. I have not touched the armor, because if you all have not seen it in the news, Texas became Canada for about a week and a half. And so it's just been too cold, frankly, to work with spray paint or even primer or sealant or any of the things I'd be using to work on armor right now. So I did sewing instead. So still making progress.
Nice.
I'm getting there. Yes. And I already have the wig. I'm going to use my Pyrrha wig, because Erza and Pyrrha have very similar hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have to make a giant hair bow, though, and pretend like I'm back in grade school.
That's fine.
Those are my cosplay updates.
Alrighty, so per usual, I have no cosplay updates, but we have a butt ton of Cospod updates, because so much stuff happened in December. It's redonkulous. So the TLDR is the feed and the website have been overhauled. If nothing else, know that much. So with the feed, we had to make some changes to better accommodate our space on the website, or our lack of space on the website.
We had some hosting changes is the long and short of it.
Yes. And at this point, because so many podcasting aggregators have moved to an audio only format, it was like, you know what, let's just go ahead and do the same. It wasn't worth all of the time and the effort and the struggle to constantly upload videos to our website, knowing that aggregators are only doing it in audio only. So our feed is now 100% audio. We're still going to be making videos, obviously. The videos are going to be in HD definition, and they will always be hosted on YouTube. So never have to worry about that. You can still see our shenanigans if you don't want to listen to it. Mm-hmm. They will be on the YouTubes. Good stuff.
And this includes past episodes as well. This isn't just going forward. So if you still going to want to watch some of our past episodes in video format, they're all still on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't taken anything down.
No. Everything from season one to present is on YouTube. Do keep in mind, season one is in little bite-sized segments, because once upon a time, YouTube only had like the 15 or 20 minute upload.
Yep. They had an upload limit.
Not anymore, because I've seen 11 hour videos on YouTube now. So like, you know, it just is what
I've seen folks streaming for 3 years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like Lo-Fi Girl, there you go. So just kind of keep that in mind if you're like, man, why is episode 3 in 4 different segments? That was once upon a time YouTube had a time limit on uploads.
Yep.
Things are different now. So yeah, that's the big change, is that our feed is different. Everything has been converted to audio. So everything from episode 1 to episode soon to be 300 is going to have audio, and you can listen to it on our feed. So good things there. So with the website itself, since I was like, okay, since we're having to make all these changes to the feed, I might as well just go ahead and make some updates to the website while we're at it. But they're good updates. The big thing is that we now have an accessibility button. Yay. So if you have any type of visual impairment, Amber and I can relate, That button is now there, so that way you can change the colors, the fonts, the size of the fonts, all that type of fun stuff. I made sure to keep everything unlocked, so all the options are available, but if you see that there isn't something, please let us know. You can email us, you can hit up our social media accounts, and we'll try to make sure that it's added to the button.
Yes, please.
We do have a cookie authorization pop-up now. Now we're in compliance with everybody everywhere. Our privacy policy is a lot more visible. Not that we really take your information anyway, unless you email us, but it's just there.
Exactly. If you email us, the most we'll do is email you back.
Yeah, that's it.
We don't do anything else with it. We don't reference it. We don't do anything. We don't give it to anybody.
Nope. But it's there for your safety, and so that way you know, and you know what happens with your information, which is we just respond to your email. That's all.
Pretty much. Yep.
Okay, you can now listen to the podcast on the homepage. I got a fun little plugin that now allows you to just listen directly from the homepage. You don't have to go surfing to a specific podcast source. You don't have to go to YouTube. You don't have to go through our past seasons. You can just hit the play button, and you're ready to go. So I hope you enjoyed that. And then with our previous seasons, because we had to make that swap over to audio, we no longer have video being stored on our website. So we're steadily going back through our previous seasons and updating that information. But since it's like, okay, we've got to change every single season page, I was like, let's just go ahead and make them fancier. Let's give ourselves more work to do. So each episode will now contain a description, a listen button, and a watch button, which will take you to the HD YouTube video. We are currently at seasons 10 through 13. We're steadily working backwards on the others. So kind of give us some time on that because it is a lot of episodes. Since this is episode 300, you can imagine that's a ton to go through. And then season 14, that's just going to be the cadence from here on out. You'll get all of that information up front and you don't have to think about it. That's it for website updates. It is a lot of stuff that happened, but it was also a lot of things where it was like, you know what? We just need to do some of these upgrades. Mostly just some of it was aesthetic. Some of it was just accessibility because that's our big thing is that we want to make sure that everybody, regardless of your disability, visual impairment, what have you, that you have access to our show in whatever format we can give it to you.
And resources as well. We're aware that a lot of people watch us on mobile and have limited data plans. And so we want to make sure that you have the choice. If you want to watch the video, you can. But if you're limited on data, you have the audio option as well.
So many audio options now.
Yes. And of course, the videos will still be present. Again, they just won't be automatically given to you in our feed. The feed is going to stay audio only, but the videos will still be linked on our website and they'll be in YouTube.
Yep.
So you can always watch, if you want to add us to your watch list on YouTube or follow our channel, then you'll get updates as they come.
There you go. There's all of my announcements for the nonsense that is our website.
And of course, because this is episode 300.
Yes.
And we have turned 13.
Woo!
We have a birthday, or in this case a birthday cupcake.
Little cupcake.
It's kind of halfway between a cupcake and a cake. It's very large. And we have a green candle because that is Cospod's color.
It's our
for
color.
Growth and renewal and prosperity.
Yay!
And it is strawberry because Amber likes strawberry flavored cupcakes. And so we will now proceed, and I know because the audio lag with this is going to make it so that it's out of sync, but happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Cospod.
Happy birthday to us. Yay.
Applause. And you can pretend that the candle is lit. I would light it, but I have a fire sprinkler directly over my head, and I don't want to tempt fate during episode 300. So just imagine, like Photoshop, a little flame right here on the end of the candle.
Hang on, I got to make a note now. Photoshop flame.
And I will officially light this later when I'm not beneath a fire sprinkler and I will consume the cupcake later.
We're 15 minutes in into recording. Okay. I got that written down. I should be able to do that.
We are now officially in episode 300. We are in season 14, even though we're turning 13. We're the whole counting age thing is complicated just because of how we started the show.
Just 14 and 14. Just do that.
Yeah. Yes. But basically, the podcast is a teenager now. So this means that now we're going to have an awkward phase.
Don't we always have an awkward phase? Hasn't our whole podcast been an awkward phase?
Yeah, the whole podcast has been an awkward phase.
Let's be honest here.
Yes. All right.
Tamlin says we're well seasoned.
We are definitely seasoned.
We're like a wok.
Actually, the phrase I had in mind was salty, because we do end up being salty a lot of the time.
Wait till our after session, kids.
That's what I was getting to. This is the segue, is stay tuned for the after session. We're going to get very seasoned and very salty.
Ooh, boy.
There is a lot. But speaking of a lot and speaking of fun, because that's what this episode is all about, we did a fun activity with some of our favorite guests that we've had in the past year of CosPod.
Yes.
And so we would like to invite you all to watch these segments with Cosplay Tea Time and with Zavage, building time capsules. Please enjoy. All right, so for episode 300, obviously we want to celebrate in style and with the most awesome people that we can find.
Yes.
Clearly, because that's how you celebrate and have a good party. And so we have invited our friend here, Cosplay Tea, to join us.
Yay! Welcome back!
Yay, thank you both so much for having me back again. So, and congrats to 300 episodes as well.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Before we go, it
does feel a little weird being a teenager. That's all I was going to mention, because we just turned 13, so.
So now we're technically 14, but we are so not 14.
Right. Right.
I say, since it's been a little bit since we last had you on the show, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and where they can find you.
Absolutely. So my name's Jen. I'm the founder of Cosplay Tea Time, as well as the primary host of the show. Cosplay Tea Time is a podcast where cosplayers come. They enjoy a cup of tea, a snack. We have different themes for each recording. So we'll have we had Pokemon, Avatar, fun stuff like that. We talk about conventions, colors, holidays, the art of cosplaying, talking about sewing, prop making, all kinds of different topics. And then we record those and we get them out there. So that way other cosplayers can kind of sit back, enjoy, or even work on their cosplays and kind of watch our show and support us. So speaking of supports, you can find us mostly on YouTube and Spotify. That's where you can watch our shows. And we're also on Instagram, TikTok for however long that's going to be for, as well as some other stuff. So we have a link tree floating out there somewhere. So that's pretty much Cosplay Tea Time. So
I like your show because it's very chill. It's nice to have on in the background while I'm working on things. So it's kind of just really good and relaxing things to listen to. So I like it.
You can
listen to it while you're commuting in the car, say to work, or to the grocery store if you just want to have a zen moment. And it's equally just as good having in the background, because not everybody works well in silence, and so it's great to have something fun to listen to and educational at the same time.
Yes, and we have so many amazing cosplayers join the show. They come and talk about their thoughts and feelings, experiences, so I can't really do it without them, so because nobody wants to listen to me talk all the time, so to have other people join, it means a lot, so for them to take time to want to talk about these topics. So
we've been saying that for 13 years, that nobody wants to listen to us on the internet,
and we're still here. So take that for what you will.
But speaking of fun things, things that our audience can also participate in at the same time as you all are listening to or watching this segment. For our celebration for episode 300, we opted to do time capsules.
Yeah.
And the idea with this is that you get a box or a little container, any size that you like, and then you assemble a series of representations of things to represent different parts of our cosplay lives. So we're going to do past, present, and future, just a couple items for each, to kind of represent where we came from, where we are right now in our cosplay careers, and then where we'd like it to go. And so we invite all of the potters to grab your own boxes, and just grab a couple of items that you feel best represent you as a cosplayer, and feel free to assemble your own time capsule. And then what you do is you put it away for a year, you come back and you open it, and then you see how things have changed. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. And you don't have to have the items themselves if you don't want to. If you want to participate with us in a virtual fashion and just get pictures of different things, you can definitely do that as well. No matter how you want to participate, we encourage you to do so. So let's go ahead and get started, ladies.
Yeah, I guess, how do we want to do this, Amber? Do we just want to do one at a time? Because it would be easier on me for transitions if we did that.
We can certainly do it that way. Luck of the draw for who goes first, or hosts first, or guest first.
I think guest first. You're here.
Oh, like, okay.
You would definitely have seniority over us.
That's very kind. Well, I guess we're doing past first.
Yes.
Yes.
So I actually found a butter cookie.
Yes. Yes.
As my past memory, I couldn't find a shoebox that was empty. So
that's okay.
They're all being. So I was like, this is kind of like in the past, because like mm-hmm. my grandparents would put like sewing mm-hmm. equipment.
Everybody's
inside, so.
Grandparents and parents used to yeah. always do that. I had that exact same type of cookie tin with my parents. I get it. That's yes. perfect.
Yeah, so it kind of ties in with that. So let's see. So my one and only past, and I took Amber's idea from the email, which was a piece of cardboard, because I started Little Baby Cosplayer almost 5 years ago. I made Nora Valkyrie's like arm, I don't say gauntlets, where they like the armbands and stuff and the thigh
yeah.
bands, made them all four completely out of cardboard. And that's
nice.
Kind of what started my cosplay journey. So found a little piece of cardboard to kind of help remember that. So
I applaud this. I think most of us probably started out with cardboard, mm-hmm. especially the old featherweight mm-hmm. tutorials on cosplay.com.
Oh, absolutely.
The cosplay, the previous iteration of the cosplay forums. So Val, do you want to keep going with each person and just go past, present, future,
yes.
and then next person?
Yes, please.
Cool. So keep going.
Oh, keep going.
Keep
okay.
Going.
Let's see.
This is your segment now.
Okay. So for present, I have Nora Valkyrie's Volume 1 gloves.
Nice.
So I'm actually getting a new pair for her Volume 4/6. So this is presently, I'm known as the in real life IRL Nora Valkyrie. I absolutely love her to pieces. So I probably have like 12 or 13 different outfits, some canon.
Oh, wow.
And like some that are just like AUs and everything. So I did like the Hi Barbie audio. Uh-huh. You can find that on my Instagram. So. Yeah, I'm going to put these in here. The rest of the outfit, unfortunately, doesn't fit, but I think this is a reminder.
I was going to say, I don't think the hammer is going to fit in any sort of box.
No. And actually, since the last time I saw you all, I actually have Nora Valkyrie's hammer now.
Yay!
So,
nice!
It was gifted from some friends from Cosplay Tea Time. They got together and kind of supported Aww. Either financially or spiritually to get me the hammer.
That's
so
great.
That was like really sweet.
Very cool.
Yeah, so a good memory. Let's see. I got two more items. So one is a letter to my future self, as well as to future Jen for Cosplay Tea Time. I like writing letters to myself, whether it's just like maybe a year or two, just like check in mm-hmm. mental health wise. Maybe it's like, you know, if I'm like stuck in a hard place or something, like I'll open up a letter. But this one's just for like my cosplay self and journey. So it's like, you know, like, hey, how's it going? You know, crazy to think like simple beginnings and all that. And then like for Cosplay Tea Time, like how's the channel going? Stuff like that. Kind of like a mini check-in, if you will. So I got Comey on the back.
Oh,
trying to make
great.
It cute with stickers. But the stickers are too big. Or the envelope's too small. I try.
That's cute though. I love that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I like doing it. So okay. And then lastly, speaking of stickers, I have more stickers.
Nice.
As well as a butterfly, because butterflies represent growth. Mm. You know, they start as a small caterpillar, they transform into something beautiful for folks to enjoy. And I think that's a representation, not just personally, but within cosplay itself, to be able to transform into something new, to something different and creative. So, and then just a bunch of random stickers, like fandoms I'm into, Ruby, A Court of Thorn and Roses, teapots and Komi can't communicate. So
very cool. Yes,
that's nice. My time capsule.
Yay. It'd be very appropriate, not sewing box.
Yes. All right, Val, do you want to go next or do I go next?
Let's flip a coin.
I don't have a coin.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, ready?
All right, ready. One, rock, two, paper, three, shoot. Scissors. Did we both do scissors?
Yes, clearly we were meant to be co-hosts.
Okay, round two, ready?
So is it one, two, three, then go?
Yeah, one, two, three, shoot.
Okay.
One, two, three, shoot.
I promise this is not scripted. We are not communicating in any way outside of
mind readers.
We've known each other for a very long time.
We have.
Okay, round three.
Okay.
One, two, three, shoot.
Go.
Did we both do paper again? Oh my god.
Nope. I did scissors.
All right, you go first then.
That was awesome.
All right. Okay.
Lord help us.
So, my time capsule, I went ahead and did me as a cosplayer. And so the very first thing that I have are hot glue sticks. Because pretty much everybody, when they first start out, use hot glue for everything, including fabric, whether or not you're supposed to, which is a different thing entirely. But I did want to pay homage to the fact that I spent so much of my time not just assembling props with hot glue, but you also use it for molding and casting when you first get started before you learn how to use resin. Mm. A lot of people will make gems and such out of hot glue, which you can totally do. Just don't leave them in the back of your car in a hot Texas summer. Otherwise, you will have piles of glue once more. So that is item number one, hot glue sticks. I'm not going to show you my box because it's just a plain cardboard box. It's nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. All right. Thing number two, because I wrote all of this down in the order that I'm going to present it, is a piece of foam, which, oddly enough, this is from our After Dark episode when made the witch hats.
Of course.
Because I save scraps. But kind of like the hot glue, pretty much when you first start out and you're not necessarily economically inclined as a cosplayer, if I can say that politely, you basically end up using a lot of inexpensive materials with which to make your props, with which to make your armor. And you can actually, nowadays, you can make some amazing effects using armor foam. I mean, just go look at any ebooks now whenever we have the cosplay bookshelves on Humble Bundle, and you can get like Kamui's books, you can get Evil Ted's books, you can get Evil Ted's books, you can get Punished Props books as well. All of them have foam smithing books that show just insane things you can do with foam now. Now, granted, when we first started out as cosplayers, there weren't really all that many tutorials and videos and things that showed you how to do amazing things with foam. You just kind of put things together and hoped it looked good at about 10 feet away on the camera. And so this is the homage of when I first started out, foam was like the thing that you used along with hot glue. So those are my two things for the past. And then for the present, Val, you're going to laugh at me for this so hard.
Okay.
Magnets.
You and freaking magnets. Oh my God.
In fact, this is technically two magnets.
Of course it is.
To prove that they are magnets and they actually do stick together.
You're obsessed with magnets.
Anybody who has seen any of my cosplays that involve armor, you probably know that they are all attached with magnets. Mm-hmm. And that's because as a cosplayer, I am obsessed with trying to get it as accurate as possible, which means if they don't show you how the armor is attached, like they don't show visible straps and buckles and rivets and things like that, I use magnets because that makes it look all magical, just like you see it drawn in anime, because clearly they never take the armor off. So that means I can't either. I have to keep it magnetized to my body. And this is a really fantastic way, you know, clearly to attach armor, as long as you don't lose any magnets, because then you can't wear it at all. So magnets to represent my absolute love for using magnets to attach anything and everything. See, I knew you were going to laugh at me or facepalm or both.
All of the above.
Yes. All right. And then you all aren't necessarily going to know what this is unless I take it out of the package. So these are LEDs. These are LED boards.
So tiny.
Yes, they are tiny because that way they fit in my box. And also I won't need to use these for the next year because I didn't want to put anything in the box that I'm going to use in the next year. Yes. Then I have to take it out of the box. Then I have to unseal the box, which defeats the purpose of a time capsule. But LEDs are something I have been using in cosplay for quite a while. I'm not really very good at soldering, so I use pre-built LEDs, which is why I have the little boards instead of the usual LEDs with the prongs that you're probably thinking about. Because ever since I watched World Cosplay Summit and I saw the Italian team who made the large Gundam-like characters and everything lit up, I was just taken. And it's just like, all my cosplays have to do that now. All my cosplays have to light up. Everything has to light up. Everything has to have LEDs in it.
Right.
And I figured out ways to like scuff the back of the foil-backed gem so that you could shine LEDs through it. If you've ever seen my Lena Inverse costume, either in pictures or in person, all of those gems light up. And so LEDs are not as much of a thing as magnets for me, but pretty close. So those are both my current or fairly recent cosplay self. And then speaking of soldering, for my future self, I have a blank printed circuit board, which this is empty. There are no leads in it or anything soldered to it. But this is going to represent my future goal of teaching myself how to solder.
Ah, okay.
So that I can not only do LEDs, clearly, but since I mentioned earlier in our pre-show banter, talking about putting soundboards in things and making noises, mm-hmm. like the Mario coin noise, I would love to be able to do additional effects in my costumes that aren't just making them light up. I'd love them to make sound. I'd love to install things like fans to keep me cool if I need to. I would love to install, like, they have miniature smoke machines, little smoke modules that you can use to create effects too that are really cool. But to do all those things, you have to be able to solder. And so I have a soldering iron now, so I'm going to teach myself this year how to do it.
Neat.
Please wish me luck.
Good luck. You got this.
I will need it to remain safe while doing it because you know me, I am Amber. I light things on fire.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes voluntarily. And the last thing I have, which this was intended to be something else, but it was the closest I could get. It is a swatch of lace. This was meant to be embroidery. And the reason behind this is that I want to basically learn better how to bling up my costumes and to add sophistication to it. Things like lace, things like cravats, things like rhinestones and embroidery, and basically making costumes fancier and not just cotton, which is what most of my costumes ultimately are. I recently finally started working with knit and jersey and spandex, which, as somebody who has never worked with them before, is not the easiest thing in the world to do without practice. But that said, every time I look at like Val's costumes, I see just how elaborate they can be. And it's just like,
don't go down my path, kids.
I don't want to do it with every costume, but whenever I make costumes that don't have armor or don't have like a visual focus to them, I would love to be able to add just a little, like just tastefully.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of sophistication to it. So this is for my future self to make ever so slightly like fancier costumes or fancier versions of a costume. So that concludes my time capsule. All of those pieces will go into my plain cardboard box. Mm-hmm. I will tape it up and then I will stick it in my closet for a year.
Nice. All righty, my turn. I went the opposite direction. I don't have a physical box. I decided to do mine digitally because I'm doing a set for myself and then a set for the podcast. I thought it'd be fun to actually have a little segment for the podcast too, because that's what we're here for, right?
Yes.
So unfortunately, I don't have a way of sharing the images and the video with you all here, but if you go to the YouTube channel, you can actually see everything. So here comes the transition. Whee! Okay, so for me, my personal past. What I decided to share first is my Jean cosplay from Bayonetta. And for me, this is the very first costume that I wore in a cosplay contest. I actually won Best in Show with this costume. And this would have been 2012. So that just ages me just a little bit more there. This costume is one that I still really, really love and appreciate. I don't have it with me anymore. I got rid of it before I moved. But it also holds a lot of really negative memories with it too, because it almost made me stop cosplaying. It certainly almost forced me to stop entering into cosplay contests because of the weirdness that I experienced afterwards online, because people were really jealous of the people who won, and it was just not a happy time in my life, and it really made me consider whether or not I wanted to continue with the hobby. But after a month, I ended up at WonderCon. That year it was in San Francisco before they made their move to, I think they're in San Diego now? I actually don't know where WonderCon is anymore. But I entered that contest in my Darth Simmy outfit, and I had one of the best experiences of my life in a costume contest. And through that, it kind of gave me the energy to keep pushing forward. So I look at this costume now, and I'm proud of myself for what I was able to do back then and for being able to push through all the negativity to continue onward with my cosplay journey. So my next item, which I can show the ladies here, is going to be my giant Book of the Dead from The Mummy. For me, it is one of the most complex pieces I have ever made in my entire life, and it took me like a year plus to get it all done.
Can confirm.
Yes. It's entirely made out of foam, and as much as I know how to work with Warbla, foam, Cintra, Wonderflex, yada, 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 it's just never been my wheelhouse to make props. My brain does not have the ability to properly replicate those items into a 3D space. But I was determined with my Evelyn costume to make this book, and I wanted to make it happen. And it just shows that if I am willing to push through all the animosity and the self-doubt within me, I can make it happen. And I learned a ton from making this book. I am really proud of it. It is not perfect. There are some issues with it. But in the famous words of Adam Savage, I am appreciating it more and more as I stepped away from it. And I can recognize, okay, I was able to do this. What else can I do now? And it's kind of encouraging me to do more. So of course, the image that I had to share was when I actually showed Adam Savage this book, and he was very impressed by it. I'm still happy about that. Okay, and then for the last part, which is going to be the future, I decided to share a photo of my Bulbasaur Gaijinka costume. And to me, what this represents is experimentation, pushing myself outside of my comfortable little box and to dive into new areas of crafting that I wouldn't have considered before. And for me, in this situation, it was completely designing the costume from scratch, from something that I had drawn on a piece of paper, creating a pattern for it, and then making it into reality, creating that bulb backpack, creating the wig with little ears on it, which now I really hate the ears, so I took the ears off. But just simple things like that, where it's like I'm trying to do different things with my cosplay that I never would have considered before. And it's really allowed me to grow into new areas of creativity and crafting that I had never considered. So I'm really appreciative of that.
Now, for those who are making their own time capsules at home, remember that the idea is to put this away for a year.
Yes.
And then come back to it. So make sure that whatever you're choosing to put in it is not something you're necessarily going to need for a year, because otherwise you'll have to open it back up and pull it back out and then put it back in. So choose representations you're not going to need in the next year.
Okay, so for CosPods Past, I decided to pick my favorite episode, which also coincidentally is everyone else's favorite episode
most
according
watched.
To statistics. It's the duct tape dummy.
Yep.
Here's an enjoyable clip for everybody.
This is going to be a torture session.
wait, hang on.
You can sigh all you
That's
want
better.
To, it's the truth. So the reason that I picked that, though, was I think for us, that was the starting point of where we really tried to find like what our groove was for CosPod, what it was going to be like. We were very structured beforehand.
Yes.
And then this episode happened. And it really allowed us to blossom as podcasters. So I'm very thankful for that one.
It was one of our most unstructured episodes at the time.
Yes.
Mm. In fact, I remember when she was putting the duct tape on me, I kept asking for reassurance that she wasn't going to accidentally cut my hair with the scissors. That's how unscripted it was. I was sitting there fearing for my ponytail.
It was fine. Nothing to be concerned about.
It was fine in the end.
It was fine.
It was fine. Nothing to worry. Okay. And then for the present, I decided to include the season trailer that I made for season 13. Ever since we made that switch to having only one episode a month, I've felt like our content really has bloomed in a new direction. It's the first time where I've been sitting here going like, okay, we're finally at a point where the quality has really, really gone straight through the roof. And I'm so happy with what we're presenting. And especially when it comes to like our reviews and our tutorials, we actually have time to sit down and do proper reviews and tutorials. And it's like, what? This is great. I have wanted to make that posing tutorial for so many years. And now I have the chance to do it properly. And so I did it. And I think it's one of our better tutorials. I was able to like Photoshop some stuff in it. I was very happy about that. So I figured, you know what? I think all of season 13 and even with season 12 and some of season 11, towards the end of season 11, we were really starting to get better with the content and our quality. And something for all of you budding podcasters out there, just know like your first handful of episodes are going to be crap. You will improve over time and they do get better and better the longer you do it. I can
promise
you.
The first handful of seasons wasn't necessarily that great.
You know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And then for CosPod's future, I am going to actually take a clip of this episode and I'm going to add it into the digital time capsule because I want us to have more fun moments like this where we have unique topics, we have engaging conversations with our wonderful guests. And just do more things like this. I think this is part of CosPod's future is to have these kind of little fun activities. So there you go. There's my two sets of time capsules for everyone. Hope you enjoyed.
Very nice. So we invite all of the audience members who have been making their time capsule along with us, or if you've been inspired maybe by something that you saw us put in, and then after the show is over, after you're done watching it, then you want to assemble one of your own, please feel free to do it and feel free to share them with us because we would love to know what's in your all's time capsules as well. It's really interesting to see where we all started as cosplayers, where we are now, and then where we hope that we'll end up in the future.
So we also are going to have a little segment here. Savage from the Cosplay Crunch podcast also recorded a time capsule for us. So I hope you guys get to enjoy that.
Yes, and that was also on request. We did invite Savage to the show. Unfortunately, there was a conflict in scheduling, so they weren't able to make it here live. But they did record a segment for us that we haven't even seen yet.
No.
We wanted to keep it a surprise. And so you'll all be able to be surprised along with us.
Yeah.
Hi, friends. It's Savage Cosplay, aka Zach. And Val and Amber asked me to be a part of the cosplay time capsule experience. So I am delivering and fulfilling on my time capsule. I'm going to be doing this from the perspective of a cosplayer. Even though I am the host of the Cosplay Crunch podcast, I think it's more appropriate to cover my own experiences as a cosplayer and crafter because I've been doing this for a lot longer than I've had a podcast. So I was told to have a vessel, which here it is. It's a Christmas box. It's all I have. I don't have one other box that is suitable for this project, so we're using a Christmas box. And I have my items that are going to go into this time capsule. Now, I'm assuming that CosPod has already told y'all how this is working, so I'm not going to cover the ground rules. And if they didn't, well, that's their problem. So, first, we are going to start with the past, and I have an item for that, of course. So let me open up my big green box, and we're going to select my past item, which is barge cement in a bag because we don't want that leaking everywhere. And I chose barge cement because if you have listened to any of my podcasts possibly or seen panels or I don't know, but I, when I first started cosplaying, decided to sew a costume using barge cement. So I really thought that it was a miracle for everything, foam and fabric and really anything you needed to adhere. So instead of learning to sew for my first project, I decided to take some barge cement and get my quilter's cotton and see what happened. And it actually stayed together better than I thought. But I had the audacity to take that into a cosplay contest. So I've learned since then. I still use barge cement for other projects, obviously, like foam armor, but maybe not on the fabrics. So growth and development, character arc. So that's going in here, and that is the past. Now, the present is a little more interesting. So I think in the past years, I've definitely tried to learn to improve my sewing a bit. And I've tried to take on garments that are not historically found, maybe in male costumes or maybe just techniques that are new to me. And so something I was really proud of this year is I made my first corset, but not just a corset vest. So for this, I have a big spool of twill tape. So if you don't know what twill tape is, it is basically, you can use it for different things, but what you use it for in corsetry is basically sewing in around the waistline where the greatest area of reduction is on a corset to provide some extra stability and structural rigidity into the garment overall. And so, and also reduces the strain whenever you're tightening the corset. And so this is something I never would have owned prior to this year because I, well, maybe I would have used it for like something not what it's meant for. Like, I don't even know. Maybe I would have like tied myself up with it. Who knows? But, I bought this because I got into corset making and the steel boning and the grommet punch and the whole nine yards, but to represent all of the corset experience, I chose corset tape. I'm really proud of how that first corset vest turned out. I need to make a video on that, but that's probably never going to happen. Anyway, so that's the present. And then the future we have what I'm working on kind of right now, but I haven't really started, so I'm still considering it the future. I have a piece of veg tan leather, and it has some practice that I've done of tooling on it. Not the best, but just experimenting with different types of, stamps and presses and techniques and, I really want to get into leather making more. I have done leather working before, but never with like really, detailed work like what I want to do for this next project. And so this piece of leather is a representation of where I want to go with my next big area of skill, which is leather working. I think that I'm really excited to take on a big project and see how it goes. I'm definitely asking for help from some friends on some guidance and things here and there. But yeah, leather is definitely going in to represent the future of my big area of crafting improvement that I have set for myself for 2025. So with that, got my box. Gonna close that baby up. Ooh. And then maybe next Christmas, I don't know actually when I'm opening this, but maybe next Christmas I'll open it and it'll be a nice gift to myself. So there's that. But yeah, basically I think this is really interesting. I am excited to see what ends up happening when I open this box next. I think that it's interesting because any of those materials could have been flip-flopped in a sense that I could have had barge cement at the end of my journey if I wasn't experienced using that to make armor, or I could have had the twill tape at the very beginning if I was only a seamstress and never worked with other types of medium. So I think that the objects I presented, none of them are like bad materials or materials that are used for inexperienced cosplayers or crafters. It's just kind of a matter of how they're used and in what context that they are used, because truly I think that there is a time and place for every cosplay material and tool. It's just a matter of when you choose to implement them in your crafting process. So Yeah, a little fizz. Oh my God, philosophical. I can speak. I can communicate in the English language. I do it a lot. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for having me on to have a little cameo moment with my time capsule. I don't know that it was super crazy, but maybe just, you know, gives an idea of kind of where I went and where I'm going. So, yeah. Congratulations on 300 episodes. That is crazy. I don't think I'm ever going to get there with my program, and I am at peace with that. So keep on keeping on, and love you guys. Mwah. Bye.
Well, hopefully everybody enjoyed making your time capsules. Thank you so much, Jen, for being with us on this segment and with us on episode 300. We're so happy to celebrate it with fellow cosplayers who are amazing people as well as amazing cosplayers. And so hopefully we can have you back on in the future.
Absolutely. And thank you both for having me on the show. Congratulations on 300 episodes and many more.
Thank you. We appreciate that so much. Chat, say goodbye to Jen, to Cosplay Tea Time.
And thank you.
And much thanks.
Thank you as well.
We greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
And we're back.
Yay.
Big thanks again to Cosplay Tea Time and to Zavage for joining us today and giving us some of their time here on a Saturday as we were recording this, and for building time capsules with us.
It was a lot of fun. It was a good experience. I know I'm the goober who did the digital one. So what I decided to do, and I'll actually take a screenshot of this and put it in the episode, is I made a folder in one of our drives that just says do not open. I figure I'm going to do like do not open to something silly like 2020. No, let's do like 2040 just for giggles.
Yes, but hopefully those of you who wanted to build your own time capsules have had a chance to do so, or you're going to do so right after you finish watching this show.
Yes.
And if you want to keep it longer than a year, you can definitely do that. Just we figured it was easiest to set a year as the scope for this one.
It's a good goal.
Yes. And we have more fun for you all today, because as if the time capsules and our amazing guests were not fun enough, we've actually had some notes brought in from the audience.
Yeah.
And so we have not seen these notes yet. So I am ready to be
I have
pleasantly
seen the notes because I'm the one who had to make the slides.
I'm speaking generally for the podcast. As far as the podcast is concerned, we have not seen these yet. And so I am very ready to be surprised, hopefully pleasantly surprised.
I think you will be. So yes, sometime in December, I sent out a request like, hey, we had like 2 weeks to do this. Send in your submissions for like what's some favorite things you like about the podcast, about cosplay, favorite episodes, what have you. And these were the results. We got 6 of really great entries, and I'm very happy to share them with you now. I get to go into reading mode. Hooray. And Amber just gets to sit here and listen and go, oh, that's so nice. Okay.
Pretty much.
So the very first one, this comes from Anonymous. Happy 300. My favorite is the interviews. You asked some great questions, and I really like this year with all the interviews. I would agree. We had a lot of interviews in season 13.
We get to talk to some of the most talented, the most genuine cosplayers in the entire industry.
Yeah.
And then basically just ask them anything. And we are definitely like so thankful that these folks give us their time and are willing to come on the show with us. And so it's surreal being able to do that, especially because so many of these people are also people that we look up to.
Yes.
So it's like getting to interview your stars, your celebrities of cosplay. So thank you very much for that note.
One thing that I hear often from our guests is that we seem to have the best variety in questions, and we really go in depth, but it probably helps that because we are cosplayers, we kind of already know what the standard questions are. I'm like, we don't want to do the standard. We want to do something different and actually engage with our interviewee.
Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of research before we have any interview. So if the person has a book that they just recently came out with, we go and get the book and we read the book from start to finish. We don't just like breeze through it and like spot check. We read the whole thing. If they have an entire menagerie of cosplay. Like if they have an Instagram page for their business or something, we actually go and look through their things. We look through their blog posts. We read them. Like we go and read up on our guests so that we make sure we ask really thoughtful questions mm-hmm. of their work. And of course their experience in cosplay as well.
Okay, our next one. This one comes from Miho Mouse Cosplay. They may sound very familiar.
Yay!
So I love the WCS roundups. I will always be grateful to you both for allowing me to be a guest judge at AllCon last year alongside Prop Monkey Studios. Thank you, Miho Mouse. We really appreciate you. You were a fantastic judge.
Yes. It's not the easiest thing in the world to find well-qualified judges for conventions. And Miho is definitely qualified and was more than gracious to lend time to be able to help with the judging at AllCon.
Really fun to work with. Other cons, recommend them, please.
Yes, highly recommend.
Okay, the next one. This comes from CJ. This is a long one. All right. Hope you all have a happy 300. I have two favorite episodes. The zipper tutorial from Val is one of the best and has made it so easy for me to sew in on all of my costumes. You're welcome. And the online cons. I wish we had more of them so it'd be easier to participate. Thank you. I wish that tuned. Too.
Stay tuned. There might be other things on the horizon as far as that goes.
Dun, dun, dun!
Insert the, I was going to say the chunk chunk from CSI, but I guess that's copywritten.
That's copywritten.
So we can't do that.
We could do the gopher one where it just turns its head and goes.
Or the doge.
Yeah.
But conventions are something that we have always enjoyed covering, not just as attendees, but as press as well, because we've served as press at many, many conventions. Mm-hmm. And I know it's been a little bit less in recent years, and a huge part of that is just COVID. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of our favorite conventions are just unfortunately closing their doors, or they are shrinking or rebranding, kind of like Anime Fest is still around, but they're not doing big conventions anymore, that kind of thing. And so if you all have conventions that you would like us to attend as press, like if you would like to see coverage of the panels, interviews with the guests, please do suggest those to us. I can't promise that we can attend everything that we're recommended just because we do pay our own way
right
to those cons. So we have to do things like arrange travel, pay for the hotel, mm-hmm. pay for badges to get into the con. And of course, we also dress up in cosplay while we're press. But, you know, we're very self-sufficient, so we can definitely offer that. And of course, if you would like us to guest at local cons, we are also happy to do that. We have a ton to offer. Obviously, all of our podcast experience. Mm-hmm. We're both very experienced panelists. We have run cosplay contests. We have competed in them. We have won in some of them. We have judged in some of them. So we have quite a bit to offer as cosplay guests as well. So, of course, send in your recommendations to us via any of our social media. Again, no promises, but we will give each and every one we receive due consideration.
Okay, our next one is from Anonymous. I only just started watching, but it's really cool that you all have been around for 300 episodes. I don't have a favorite, but I really like the help guides, and you all are very easy to understand for new cosplay. Thank you, Anonymous. Appreciate that.
Thank you. We strive very much to be easy to understand.
Yes. Okay. Next one comes from Amanda. Mm-hmm. Happy 300 episodes. I have watched your podcast for years and really enjoy your comments. Thank you very much, Amanda. We appreciate you for sticking around with us for so long.
Yes, please. And those who have started watching us recently are equally as valued as those who have been with us the whole time. We value each and every one of our Potters equally. We love you all.
And then this is the last one from Crafty Craft Cause, which is a fantastic name. Hope you all have a great 300 episodes. I'm commenting because I miss your cosplay contests. They were always fun, and it's one of the few that I had to attend or sign up for. I hope you all get to do more contests in the future and more cons book you. Thank you. That's greatly appreciated.
Yes, we do appreciate it. Part of the limitation is just time.
Yes.
Because maybe one of these episodes, we will go into all of what it takes to run a cosplay contest.
You know what? I was thinking about that recently too, because we've talked a lot about like judging, what to do on the stage. Like, I know I'm like, one of my big go-to panels is what to do in a cosplay contest, because really nobody else teaches you how to do that. But we don't really go into the makings of how one is built from the ground up.
And so we will definitely consider that to do in an episode, just as much as we can tell, because obviously there are some things you don't talk about. But what we can, we'll consider. But it takes a ton of time
and resources
to run a cosplay contest from start to finish. You are working on it pretty much year-round.
Even if it's a small con where it's like, even if it's a library con, like if you care, and because we care so much, if you really, really care, you are putting several months of work into it.
Yes. It's time, it's money, it's resources. You have to go out and find judges. You have to figure out what you want to do with contestants. You have to write your own rules. I mean, there's so much. And being able to do that and go to cons as press and do all the other things that we do is just, it's a lot of planning and juggling around of things. And so we'll look into doing it again. I can't promise that we'll do more cosplay contests, especially since we're kind of unfortunately losing a lot of our local cons. And so we'll have to kind of figure out what would be the best avenue for doing that, because frankly, I don't want to run a con here physically in DFW myself. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
It's not for me.
It's, oh man. Just the thought of running a convention. And we talked about this very, very, very briefly when it was like, what's a perfect cosplay con? Just the idea of running one is no, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah. So we will do what I can. What I can.
Yeah. You will do what you can.
Yeah. We will do what we can. I had a brain fart because I was thinking two different sentences at the same time.
Amber's in charge of it now. I'm just going to go take a break. Bye.
I was going to say I will talk to Val about it, but I was thinking two different things at the same time in my head.
It's okay. I got you. I got you.
But thank you very much for the comment. We very much appreciate everybody who has not only competed in our cosplay contests in the past, everyone who has applied for them, everybody who has attended them in the audience, and everyone who has supported those cosplayers as well. We appreciate each and every one of you, and thank you.
All of our staff members, our judges, our MCs, even though I MC'd like two or three times, I appreciate
everyone who has helped us out. We appreciate the support.
Yes, absolutely. But that was our last comment. Thank you, everybody, for the submissions. Yay! I know the forum wasn't open for very long, but we greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to leave those little notes for us. It was immensely appreciated.
Yes, it was definitely a mood booster.
Yes.
And it, you know, as many times as we do this podcast, and we've been doing it for 300 episodes, obviously, but there are still times when we kind of have imposter syndrome.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's like, are we actually like reaching people? Is this a good podcast? Is this something people enjoy? Do people actually listen to us and like it, as opposed to listen to us and just think, eh? Like, we always wonder these things in the back of our head. And so to receive notes like this is really uplifting for us. Thank you very much.
It's odd given we really are the longest running cosplay centric podcast. And that is all that we have focused on for 14 seasons. That's nuts. How did
we
do this?
Is still going.
How
That's
did we do
still
this?
Going as a hobby. Amber had a wild idea in 2012.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened.
And you were just looking for somebody to help with the audio engineering. And I was like, yeah, I'm on board with this. Sure. And then this happened.
Well, originally I was going to start the podcast solo and you were going to be my first interview.
Is that what your thought was? See, I don't even remember that.
Yes.
I just remember
my first interview. And then I ended up asking you to help me out with instead.
I remember your post on cosplay.com mentioning about a podcast and that you were looking somebody with some audio engineering experience. Or I don't even know if you even labeled it as that, but I was like, I've
No.
I've got a film degree. I know how to do audio stuff. I would like to jump in on this. And I had a lot of respect for you and your craft. And I was like, this girl probably knows what she's doing. So I was like, I'm on board with this. And then all of this happened instead.
It was at a time when there weren't really very many, if any, cosplay podcasts.
There were like two or three. I know Coscast was one of them.
Yes, that's right. But there were... I wanted to basically like encourage more people to join in. So it's like, if I want to listen to this stuff, I'm going to have to make what I want to listen to.
Exactly.
And then hopefully that inspires other people to get into the same space, because I didn't want to ever be on camera. I never wanted my face to ever show up on camera for the podcast ever.
And look what happened.
And yeah, look what happened. What have I done with myself?
I convinced her. I convinced her because Amber has an immense amount of knowledge, great experience. She's a wonderful teacher, and she is quite a charismatic person. I know she doesn't think of herself that way.
No.
But she really truly is. You've got such a personality to you that it clicks in a camera. It works so well.
I have tried to use it to my advantage to help uplift other cosplayers and say, if you don't know how to do something, let's teach you how to do it. Let's find people that will inspire you in the craft. Let's find all of the resources that will help you out to be a better cosplayer. Hey, here's a podcast that'll help you do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's CosPod, and we're still doing it.
Still doing it.
14 years later.
I like Tamlin's comment. Oopsies. Podcast happened.
Yeah. Oops. Podcast happened.
Oops.
Actually, more or less, podcasting was kind of an oopsie for CosPod.
Yep.
It was not intended to be quite the way it happened, but
it kind of
happy accident.
Happy accident. Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
And we're still here doing this. It's kind of interesting too, because it kind of speaks to how unique and varied cosplay is. The fact that we're still going and there's still new things to talk about with it is kind of impressive.
Which is surprising. I thought we would run out of material after like year 10.
I know, right? I was thinking like year 5, personally. But there's always something to talk about. There is new things to learn. There are new materials. There's always something, which is kind of nice.
And there's also plenty of really talented new and upcoming cosplayers.
Oh God, yes.
So I am very excited about the year ahead for CosPod, certainly.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep. We're going to bring you all the most amazing stuff that we can.
Yay!
And of course, if there are any particular people that you want us to interview, if there's any particular cons you want us to go to, if there's any particular product you want us to review or books to review on our show, feel free to join in the conversation via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
For those who are watching, the information is located underneath. Amber has not changed in 7 years now. I think, wait, hold on. Hold on, let me go look. Okay, we started using this format in season 8. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 7 years. Hey, I was right. So the information's under there by Amber. There you go. For those who are listening, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, on YouTube as Cod Podcast, and on Blue Sky as CosPod, the only place where we're listed as CosPod. Back to you, Amber.
We tried to keep them all consistent, I promise. Just sometimes the name was already taken.
The names were already taken.
If you want to email us, you can email us at podcast@cospod.org, where we have been for 13 seasons now, and where we will still be forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes.
And of course, you will get an answer from each one of us, along with curated Nick Cage memes.
Sometimes an overdose of Nick Cage memes, if I have forgotten.
Otherwise, please stay safe, stay healthy out there, and stay warm with the upcoming polar vortex that's coming to visit us. Keep working on those cosplays so that we can all see your smiling, shining faces at a convention local to us ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you all next time in episode 301. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.